This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
Next of kin notification, none known.
A new documentary airs today on the Sundance Channel. It's called A Certain Kind of Death. It's about the unpleasant reality of dying alone. Los Angeles-based filmmakers Grover Babcock and Blue Hadeg followed cases from when the body is first discovered through the many levels of county bureaucracy until the remains are finally buried or cremated. When Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with Grover Babcock, she began by asking where one gets the idea to take on such a morbid subject.
We were at home on a Friday night. It was the day after Thanksgiving, and there was a knock at the door. It was the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office. They said, "Excuse me, sorry to bother you. Your neighbor was just found dead in the yard next door. Could you come over and identify him?" It turned out he had no relatives. So in the case of this film anyway, we didn't read books or go on the internet or anything. It literally knocked on the door, which is unusual. So we called the Los Angeles County Coroner and we said, look, I don't know how often this happens, but the next time it happens, maybe you could tell us. And they said, well, we're probably going to have three or four today of people who die with no next of kin. And we said, this is interesting.
And who are these people, the people who die?
Well, I mean, as you can guess, there's really no absolute rule about this. And I would hasten to say here in Los Angeles, a fair number of people that are found in this condition are people who are not registered immigrants. And for a lot of reasons, the people who may know them and know who their family are would be less than willing to come forward and claim a body. By and large, you find people who have outlived their relatives or maybe who have made a life that is separate from everyone else. You know, Los Angeles is famous for pulling people from all over the country to kind of make a new life for themselves. And sometimes that means just completely breaking bonds with the people that were in their lives. And the other interesting stat perhaps with that is that nearly all of these cases, the ones that we could feature, the people who really had no connection, they were men.
There's one moment in the film that I found kind of amusing, I don't know if you did, where one of the investigators, it's a woman, is called to find a body. She's sort of taking care of the body and she gets a phone call on her cell phone.
Hi, love. How are you? Wrapping up a body. What are you doing?
It just seems so matter of fact the way she's handling this body.
When we reflected on it, we realized, you know what? Everybody makes personal phone calls at work. This woman's a professional. She's doing her work. She gets a call from her lover. She takes it. You know, the fact that death exists doesn't change the fact that you're alive and you live. I admire her. She knows how to deal with that. You know, we could all learn from that. I would say these people are not walking around with a false impression of what life can add up to, you know. And they also feel very dedicated, very proud of their jobs. One of them said to me, you know, we're the only ones that the world trusts to walk in on a parent and say your son or daughter is dead. You know, I'm the person that the world trusts to do that. They see that as a calling, really.
And then at the end, you show this incredible scene of kind of a mass grave being dug and the ashes of many people, I suppose, sprinkled in together.
These are remains, cremated remains, that have been on the shelf for years, and ultimately they decide that they aren't claimed. They put them in a common grave together. Some people find that disturbing, that these people don't even maintain their own little box, ultimately. But one of the festival directors across the seas, he said, oh, I loved your ending. It showed that finally in death, these people achieved the community that they never achieved in life. And I was like, yeah, that was what we were going for right there.
Well, give us a sense of what your conclusions are, if you could.
My conclusions. Does that violate some prime directive in documentary, me telling the audience what to think? No, I'll tell you. Look, I have a different view than my partner. She's from Iran, and when she discovered this phenomenon, it violated all of what she remembers from growing up, which is everybody has family, everybody's connected to someone. For me, it ultimately said that America values independence and freedom to the point where we allow people to move away from each other as far as they want to. Seeing that a person chose to kind of live completely off the grid in a one-room apartment, didn't have any social connections, but as it turns out, when we sifted through his personal materials at the end of his life, he was giving away a huge portion of whatever his small earnings were to a homeless shelter. I mean, it just, it didn't make me feel sad. It made me feel good in some way. And maybe I'm not like the average viewer, but I wasn't devastated. I just felt like, you know, I'm just seeing kind of what freedom means sometimes.
Grover Babcock, he's the co-director of the documentary film A Certain Kind of Death. It is showing on the Sundance Channel. And thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.